Hello, Property Nomads. Hope you're doing well. Good news if you are after a heat pump or an electric car charger, because size limits are being scrapped under new wonderful government plans. So the installation of bigger heat pumps and electric car chargers, which apparently can be the size of phone boxes, will be allowed without planning permission under government plans. And again, what the government's looking to do is to alter the basically the permitted development rules, because I think they've started to realise that for one reason or another, the either uptake of heat pumps or the amount of heat pumps or the noise that heat pumps are making are having a negative effect on quite a few people. They basically want to allow bigger units to be installed, because what people are finding is that with the smaller, more hardworking units, they're actually creating too much noise pollution. On a side note about noise pollution, I was walking around Brighton the other day, and one of their electric buses was making a horrific sound. You know, we get all this idea of, let's cut these emissions and let's cut that. And this was about 8:30 on a Sunday morning, and the noise coming from this electric bus was unfathomable. And you talk about one set of pollution, but then, you know, for noise pollution, yeah, not a very healthy thing. And having been on one of those buses as well, it's you'd expect a bit more of a quieter, a more peaceful ride. And that's not the case. Anyway, back to heat pumps we go. And they're looking to make changes to permitted development. And again, they're, you know, sort of doing this behind all their red tape and the leveling up and, you know, net zero and all that sort of jazz. The reason that they want to increase the size that you can install is because it would then enable heat pumps to run at a lower speed. It would then, as a result of that, minimize noise levels, because people are complaining that even at 42, 43 decibels, they're too loud at the moment. And we've been making this point on the podcast for a while, that a heat pump it's not going to be a solution for everyone. It's just not going to be a solution for everyone. And if you take a lot of traditional housing in the UK, you know, it's going to be solid brick. It's going to be built around possibly the Victorian era. And as a result of that, what's going to happen is that it's difficult to put a heat pump in a specific place, because people might not have a lot of back garden space. They might not even have a back garden full stop. They might not have a lot of front garden space, or, you know, they might just not have any space in general. And some of these homes are also quite narrow. So if you're dealing with the rows and rows of terraces, as you might be accustomed to seeing, then there's not really a lot of space for these heat pumps to go. And then you've got the thermal qualities of buildings, and all of this adds up in a not so good way. So the government are looking to change that, because they realize that they need to facilitate as best as they can in order to make life as good for as many people as best as they can. Because what's being implemented at the moment, they keep getting in the way of themselves, is probably the politest way to put it. And it's the same on electric car chargers as well. So what they're looking to do is, at the moment, there's restrictions preventing chargers being located within 2 meters of a highway or facing onto a highway. Under new plans, the maximum height would be increased from 2.3 meters to 2.7 meters, and they would be able to be placed facing a highway and all that sort of stuff. So again, it's one of those where we got to look at the government and sort of hold one hand up and go, yeah, okay, I see what you're doing. But the second time, you got to look at it and go, well, you probably should have thought about this in the first place, because a heat pump is going to work in a completely different way to a gas boiler. And again, a lot of this will come down to thermal qualities of a home. It comes down to space as well. Now, even making a heat pump bigger might not work for everyone. Again, depends on the type of home you live in and where you live, thermal qualities, all of these sorts of things. What did make me laugh on their approach is they're also considering allowing more than one heat pump to be installed in the grounds of a block of flats, but that is subject to local authority approval. So again, it's a classic case of the government saying X, Y, and Z, but even then, even though they're trying to make things easier, you still then get a delegation to the local authority. And as you've probably seen or heard, not just on the podcast, but on the YouTube channel as well, councils are probably not our favourite friends, shall we say, because they make things a lot more difficult than they should. At the moment, heat source pumps, when positioned outside a home, can produce low constant hum of anywhere between 40 and 60 decibels. And that's similar to maybe a fridge or even a dishwasher. The thing is that that will likely be running all the time. And again, this is where the challenge comes with the acoustics. Where is it positioned? What's going on? Do the windows need to be better? All of this retrofit stuff that, again, costs a lot of cash and just needs a lot more consideration than is currently being put into it. All that being said, you've got to hold your hands up, and I'll hold my hand up on this case and say, yeah, the government are trying to do a little bit here. They could always be looking to do more, but I think they're finding that what they initially set out to do is now being faced with a bit too much red tape, and the realities of heat pumps are really coming back to bite them, hence why they've got to go back and relook at changing these planning rules / permitted development rules. Yeah, let's see what happens. As we've always said, heat pumps aren't for everyone. They will work for you if they work for your situation. They're not going to work for everyone's situation. Let's see what happens, and let's see how all of this unfolds. I'm sure, as always, there'll be pros and cons. Thanks for listening to Property Nomads. Please do like and subscribe to the podcast. If you like slightly different content, but still Property Nomads content, head over to our YouTube channel and like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you very much, and see you in the next episode.